Father, I thought you'd gone.
Mr. Parrott, sir.
Keep your seats, fellas. Keep your seats. Neil, I've just spoken to Mr. Nolan. I think that you're taking too many extracurricular activities this semester, and I've decided that you should drop the school annual.
But I'm the assistant editor this year.
Well, I'm sorry, Neil.
But, Father, I can't. It wouldn't be fair.
Fellas, would you excuse us for a moment? You ever dispute me in public, you understand?
Father, I wasn't
disputing you. After you finish medical school and you're on your own, then you can do as you damn well please. But until then, you do as I tell you. Is that clear?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
You know how much this means to your mother, don't you?
Yes, sir. You know me, I'm always taking on too much.
Well, let's move on. Allison, you need anything, you let us know, huh?
Yes, sir.
Why doesn't he let you do what you want?
Yeah, Neil. Tell him off. Couldn't get any worse.
Oh, that's rich. Like you guys tell your parents off? Mr. Future Lawyer and Mr. Future Banker?
Okay, so I don't like it any more than you do.
Well, just don't tell me how to talk to my father. You guys are the same way.
All right, Jesus. So what are you going to do then?
What I have to do. Drop the annual.
Well, I wouldn't lose too much sleep over. It's just a bunch of jerks trying to impress Nolan.
I don't care. I don't give a damn about any of it.
Well, Latin, 8 o'clock in my room?
Yes.